Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love many things. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from all over with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, September 13th, 2020. My guests today are three of your favorites. I'm this way about them. You can't see my hand gesture. We've got Sam the Ma'am, Jeff the Tate, and Clark the Wolf.
Hey, everyone.
Let's meet them.
This is Doug Loves Many Things.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
It's fun. I do that sometimes when we used to have an audience. I would throw in a different word other than movies, and it was always fun to see them scramble to try to do it right. Let's talk to you all individually and alphabetically. Sorry, Clark, again for that.
That's all right.
Starting with Sam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. How's it going, friend?
It's going very well. Right as we jumped on this call, I was celebrating my beloved Chicago Cubs pitching a no-hitter. Alec Mills, way to go.
Do they have some people in the stands, or is it all cardboard cutouts?
It's all cardboard cutouts, no fans. But, I mean, there's still, you know, a handful of people in the stadium. So, you know, it's exciting. I mean, it was on the road, so there wouldn't have been that many Cubs fans anyway, but, still just exciting as a fan watching from home.
Sure. Sure. You love the game. You love the team.
Sure do.
Yeah. So that's, there you are. And I'm happy for you that you get to, that they're still playing. Is there, your team comes close, are they going to play anywhere close by that you could actually physically go see them, or would you even do that?
I would love to, but I don't think there's going to be fans let into any games at all this season or postseason, which is a bummer. But hey, easier on my wallet, because, you know, those like postseason games here in LA, those aren't cheap.
Why are there people at the NFL already? Like, what happened there?
Well, they were less stringent, I think, than MLB, and it's not every stadium. It's only some stadiums are letting fans in. And even it's like, oh, we're only going to fill the stadium to 25 or 50% capacity. It's all very silly. I can't speak to football because I don't really know it, follow it as well. But baseball, there's just no fans allowed, which is, you know, a bummer. But
can you speak to bowling?
I can. PBA is going.
Bowling. Are people just never going to do it again?
I know they're bowling. You know, in with the professional bowlers, did you know this? Most of those are a best of two, which is the dumbest thing in the world. And so I'll sometimes watch professional bowling, and then every time they'll do like two games and then it's, you know, this, the games are split, like the commissioner of that event will have to walk out, and they always walk out like, I can't believe this happened. I guess we're going to have to play another game or something. It's the dumbest thing in the world, and I love professional bowling for it.
So then how many games do they end up playing usually?
Usually three or five, I don't know.
Yeah, right? Just, so somebody gets a nine.
Exactly. It's very silly.
Okay. It's just who can bowl the who can throw the most strikes in a row is what the game is.
That's yeah, and it's never me. Oddly enough,
yeah,
never
no, at that level, it's just, I don't know. It's just like when I watch those professional cornholers on TV, the way they just sink every single shot, it's just like, it's just a robot arm or something, you know?
Yeah. Also, I like that 2020 has brought us professional cornholers.
I guess. I don't know how long it's been going for, but I catch it on ESPN and I'm riveted to it every time. Might just be the same one every time. Could just be a rerun.
It's just a rerun. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of reruns, back for a rematch today to go head to head with a third person here against Sammy is our man Jeff Tate. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
How's Cincinnati treating you?
Pretty good. There's no fans here either.
nobody allowed into this. They play games, but nobody gets to watch.
Yeah, there's like degrees of how the sports are handling it. NBA seems to be doing it the best, and baseball is like, whatever, go to the casino and cancel games for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's weird. I heard that you rented out a movie theater for you and your friends. And then when they got there, you were like, I'm just going to do some stand-up. And you made them watch you do stand-up.
Oh, man, that would have been great. That would have been a hilarious twist.
They finally get to watch Tenet, but instead.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, Christopher Nolan likes a good twist. So we're not going to watch Tenet. I'm going to do my act, and it's going to be full of Tenet spoilers.
I'm going to do a lot of call forwards.
You should have rented the theater for two blocks that day and watched it by yourself. And then when everybody came in, you just started yelling out random guesses about things that were going to happen.
It would just be random guesses. I've seen it and I don't understand.
Right, but you still would remember, like, you know, hey, what? Hang on to your hat, like when somebody's hat's about to blow off.
Yeah, I would remember that.
All right, well, good job renting a theater, watching the movie safe. But what do you have to say to everybody about Tenet? Do you think others should do the same thing? You know, like, make the effort or wait until they can watch it, you know, at home or whatever.
I mean, I don't think anything is worth the, like, taking a risk. The only reason I did it was because you can rent the thing. You can get like a private watch for not a lot of money. And so if you got like 10 friends that you know are being responsible, then you can do it responsibly. But if you're just going to go to the movies, that's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'd be so tense because everybody's sitting around me. I'd be like concerned about every little cough and, you know, every time.
Right. I already get a little annoyed if someone sits real close to me.
Yeah.
Like pre-pando, but now it's like, oh man, you're gonna kill my whole family.
I'm sorry. Did you just shorten pandemic to pando?
Correct.
Oh. Okay.
It's going so long, Sam, I don't have time to say the whole word anymore.
Who has time for that extra syllable?
I mean, after 7 months, I've saved a lot of syllables, and I used them all up now.
Just now explaining it to me. Oh, I robbed you of that. I'm so sorry.
That's the worst when that happens. What can I say? She's the greatest. Clark Wolf is here.
Hey, y'all.
They representing the East Coast.
Woo, woo. Yeah, that's me.
we got all three coasts represented today. Two time zones, but three coasts. And I cannot get over Atlanta, East Coast, makes sense. fucking Cincinnati is not in on the East Coast. It should not be in the Eastern time zone.
I agree.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, I'm glad we all agree on that.
Whoa.
Sorry, Jeff, you got outvoted.
What do you think, Jeff? I mean, I bet you like it. It's probably pretty cool being on the same time as New York and Atlanta and, you know, cool places like that.
I mean, that's the one thing we have. That's like I tell all my friends in New York, like, what do you want, man? Well, at least it's still 8 o'clock here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I like it. How are things in Atlanta, Clark?
You know, they're pretty okay. I mean, it's, what can I say? I'm not in Cincinnati. I'm teasing. But I also am not in the Blade Runner 2049 hellscape that is Los Angeles / San Francisco. So my heart breaks for, you know, to be serious, like we were talking a little bit before we started rolling, man, it's scary. That is all scary. So I'm kind of feeling very lucky that I'm with my parents and, you know, just taking a little break right now. Everything is fine here. I cannot complain.
That's great. And I feel like I said, I feel like the, you know, I'm no doctor or anything, but I'm hoping that the smoky air in Los Angeles is not as today. They're saying if you're sensitive individuals should not go outside. And you know, I feel like I'm a pretty tough guy, so I'm only sensitive like if a dog dies. But other than that,
oh sure.
You know, I'm pretty tough, so maybe I'll. Maybe I'll get through tonight without catching COVID. But they are saying that the smoky air is probably would make it easier for someone who is susceptible to getting COVID to get it, you know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, yeah, it's rough out there, man. But we haven't had a lot of rain lately. For the first 2 months I got here, all it did was rain and rain and rain. And my poor dog, speaking of dogs, he does not care for thunderstorms. I moved him to the thunderiest place that I possibly could have. So, but we've had a break for the last week or so, thank goodness. So that's been nice. So yeah, all good here. All good.
What can you even do? Do you have like some sort of trick, like a comfort vest or something to...
Yes, I did purchase one of those. I am not convinced it works. My dog, his name's Rufus. Rufus gets very upset. He gets very scared. However, the one trick I have learned is there's a bathroom upstairs that is not attached to a window. So I have started putting his bed and a little lamp. I turn the little lamp on, and then I turn the fan on, and it drowns out all the sound. So he actually doesn't lose his mind in there. So, and you know, I give him a little something to snack on. So he's like, all right, this isn't so bad. But that's the best I've come up with, because the little thunder vest does not work.
Have you tried telling him that it's...
Is it a good look though?
Oh, he looks like he's working construction. He also has a little rain jacket too. So it's like almost like he's the village people in various states of dress.
You haven't taken pictures for Instagram?
Rufus doesn't have his own Instagram, but I will definitely take some. I also got him a little red vest for when it gets cold, so he looks like Marty McFly. So I like that very much.
Oh, you know what? I mean, you don't have to dress him up or anything, but could he be in your photo that you send me for for promotional purposes?
I will wake him up and force him to take pictures with me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so... That's our players. That's who's competing today. Real quick, because I've just been excited that, you know, movies are, you know, back in theaters. I'm not going. There's not any open up near me, but it's still fun to look at the box office report, because this episode will come out, you know, perfect timing for it. It's still going to be new news. So 9 movies reported their, you know, their box office earnings for Box Office Mojo to compile the list. And of course, Tenet was number one. It made another $6.7 million for a total of $29.5 million.
Oof.
Wow.
What do you think, under normal circumstances, what do you all think where do you think Tenet would be at box office wise? It would have been obviously middle of the summer when it came out, and you know, probably on a weekend where, you know, nobody else wanted to put out anything, you know, wasn't counter programming.
Yeah, it probably would have opened to like 100 million. And then it probably would have wound up grossing somewhere between 400 and 500 million, I'm guessing, domestically.
Do you think so? Because haven't the reviews been kind of mixed?
I guess, but I mean, I guess then we should, I'd have to go look up what Interstellar made, because my guess is it would be pretty on track. The reviews for Interstellar were pretty mixed.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a little bit, I just feel like at the time Nolan, it was like Nolan's follow-up to Dark Knight was Interstellar, and McConaughey was so hot. And then I feel like with Tenet, you know, it's, I don't know. I think I agree with you about Sam. I think it would have had like a huge opening weekend. And been successful for sure, but I don't know if it would have been $500 million domestic. I don't know, but maybe the Nolan stands out there, I'm sure I'll hear from them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is it's kind of there. I haven't seen Tenet. Jeff's seen it, but I find it emotionally distant, and also, you know, just mentally confusing some of his other movies, so that's why I feel like I'd land with this one. I haven't read anything or heard anything, you know, trying to avoid spoilers, but I also want to just know, you know, is it basic Christopher Nolan? And people are saying, pretty much giving me the impression that it is. You know,
I think it would have made $350 million.
Okay, well, who wins, Doug?
Yep, I got to decide who wins, and I think it's Jeff, because he was the most forceful about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just forget to be forceful.
He really said it like he was reading it from some sort of factual document.
From his future, the future box office book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys don't have futureboxofficemojo.com? Mm-hmm.
No, because they charge for it, so I just get the free one. And they
I got 6G over here, so I get future websites.
I go to this site that's got old news. This was reported about an hour or two ago. The New Mutants is number two with a 2 million weekend and a total of 15.2 million. I haven't heard great things about that movie, but I'm sure it would have done much better under normal circumstances.
According to my future website, that's exactly what it would have made.
Really? Just right on track. Just normal amount. I mean, there certainly is a lot of mutant-type programs on streaming right now that would make you maybe not want to plunk down money for this other mutant thing, you know?
We got too many mutants.
That's what I'm saying, Sam. Unhinged is still, it was number three at the box office. It made $1.5 million. But my question is, Unhinged is a reason to leave your house and sit amongst other people?
Is that like a Vin Diesel thing?
No,
I think it's Russell Crowe, right?
Russell
Crowe. Sure.
I mean, okay. I guess people got to see his anger on the big screen. All that, you know, emotion, all falling
down wasn't good enough for them. Rewatching that on HBO Max just didn't do it. They were like, I need to see a newer version of this with an Australian guy.
Like, you know, are people like, oh, we got to go see Unhinged now. Like, it's not going to be on TV in like a week from now. It's wild.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Broken Hearts Gallery, whatever that is. And Bill and Ted Face the Music. Which,
oh, yeah.
Bill and Ted Face the Music came in fifth place and it made a penny. I don't even know how that's possible.
Oh, man. Poor Bill and Ted.
That's the box office report. Before we get to our main event today, I would like to try out, since the three of you are so good at games and so willing to give it your all, I'd like to try one round of a new game that I'm probably going to make a consistent game, but we're doing a short version of it today. We're just going to do one round. It's called Hanks a Lot. I've of course
Chet,
been doing,
the work of Chet Hanks. Is that
I've been doing
work?
A lot of no. I've been doing a lot of there's a particular game called How Long Is It, and every time it's something about Tom Hanks, because I just think it's funny to constantly be asking questions about Tom Hanks, because people really never take the time to learn their Tom Hanks, even though he is an American treasure. So this is a bidding game like Leonard Maltin. The first player is going to be Sam, because we're going alphabetically, of course, and he's going to tell me how many Tom Hanks movies he thinks he can name in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Now, that's wait good. A minute, though. That's if I name question. A movie, does that take it off the table for the other competitors?
No, here's the thing. Then Jeff either bids more names or says, you know, tells you to do it. And then... Uh-huh. And then it moves on to Clark and so on. It's a bidding just like Leonard Maltin. The sky's the limit, but you only have 30 seconds. And if you end up doing it and you don't succeed, then then the person who challenged you is the winner.
Oh, so I misunderstood. I thought it was going to be like, I have 30 seconds to name as many movies as I can, and then Jeff would, and then Clark would. But you're saying we're going to bid who can do the most, and then eventually only one of us is actually going to try to rattle off all the movies.
As many as you can. And then, okay. Because other guests that come on this show, they do not listen to it. So they will not know that it's going to be a Tom Hanks game. And then me and the listeners are going to get the pure joy of listening to people that aren't as good as you guys trying to rattle off Tom Hanks movies. And all you have to do is listen to one episode and just know ahead of time, I better know my Tom Hanks movies. Wow. It'd be so easy to cheat. I hope somebody does, but obviously the three of you can't, because you're just hearing about it for the first time. Any questions?
Oh, what a David! What a Tom Hanks, David S. Pumpkins. You got to say it like David S. Pumpkins.
What was his catchphrase? Was just, I'm David
any
S. Pumpkins.
Any questions?
Oh, yeah. Any questions? At the end of it, you have to say any questions. Or maybe that's what I should just say that before we play this game.
Exactly.
All right. So let me put that in there. Put that in the script. Any questions?
It's so dumb, but it's so funny.
Yeah, I love it. All right. And then, because I've also worked it out so that you're going to start. Oh, I'll say that in a second. Let's do the bidding first. So, Sam, how many Tom Hanks can you name in 30 seconds?
All right. Well, I have a terrible question, which it stinks because I'm the very first person to technically make a bid and play this game. So once I ask it, hopefully everyone hears this question and then never has to put themselves in this position of asking again. But when you say Tom Hanks performances, are we talking only movies where Tom Hanks is an actor?
Good question.
I mean, he gives performances in movies where he's not an actor.
Well, I mean, what I mean, obviously saying, you understand
taking,
I'm asking.
You're trying to take directing. He's in everything he directs, so you're taking producing off the table.
Are we taking producing off?
He's not in like a Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Right. I wouldn't have said that, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all these things. It's name Tom Hanks movies. Like if you happen to name one that he produced and, you know what I mean, and you manage to get in the number that you say you're going to get, then everybody would be so impressed. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh my God. Well, I have no frame of reference here. So I'm going to say I get 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say 23 movies.
Wow. You can talk that fast.
Is that way too high?
There's no way you can do that.
Oh, then I'm an idiot. I have no frame of reference. I haven't even tried. I'll probably get five out and then be done.
I mean, Sam, it's taken you 5.5 minutes to get to this point. Shouldn't that help you ballpark it a little bit?
Am I allowed to change my bid?
No, name it.
His 30 seconds ended a long time ago. You took it up with questions.
Oh, man.
No. All right, so let's just step back. Let's just take a breath, because there's no reason to make you try to do 2023.
Thank you.
I mean, if they were written down in front of you, you might not be able to say them in 30
You'd
seconds. You'd
have to talk like the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah,
John Machida.
Yes.
You'd have to go really fast, or it would have to sound like We Didn't Start the Fire.
But with Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah, oh, Tom Hanks.
That would be really funny. Now I want to hear that.
And with one red shoe. All right, so here we go. So give us a new bid, Sam. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Okay, I will say 14 movies.
All right, that's still mightily impressive. We'll see. See what Jeff thinks about that.
I'm gonna say 15.
Wow, really?
All right, now Clark, before we get to you, I want to say that if you decide to challenge Jeff, the phrase is "You're the captain now."
Oh man. I mean,
or you can bid a higher number than, what is it, 15?
They've said 14, 15. Okay. My number before, while y'all were all talking, was actually 18. I thought, accounting for the 30 seconds, but now I feel like maybe that's too high.
I mean, I like that you had that kind of...
I think it's right on the money.
Confident. You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to bid that high, obviously. You could just bid one more.
Sure. And then I could, if I hit 18, then I hit 18. I think, yeah. Oh man, I don't know. If I challenge Jeff, if I say he's the captain, and he does not successfully hit 15, does that mean I get the point?
Then yes, then you're the quote unquote winner.
All right, then even though I am confident in my abilities.
Do it, Clark, do it.
Jeff, you are the captain now.
Now I want my 22 back.
It was 23, Sam.
That's a lot, Sam, because to talk that fast. Although you got to be sure, Doug, that no, because like we could have been right. You could have been writing them down this whole time, you know? Honor system.
Not even Jim Carrey would pick the number 23.
Oh.
Well, not again.
But you're saying that any one of you could just be writing down Tom Hanks movies.
Sure.
To rattle off. I mean, I'm still pretty impressed by if Jeff wrote down 14 of them while we're talking.
I think he could have.
I just want to be clear. I did not write any movies down. I just had them all tattooed up and down my leg, memento style.
Got to bring it back to Christopher Nolan, huh?
I've got Hank's entire resume from hip to ankle.
I really think that this is not going to be as hard as we think. But Jeff, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But time-wise, Sam, I do think that was a lot.
Yeah, I just got an idea for a movie or TV series, The Momentalist. A guy that can tell you exactly what's going on.
in chronological order.
He's a mentalist who's in the moment. He knows what's happening right when it's happening, as do everybody else with any observational skills, but he's really focused. Okay. I'm setting up the clock. You get 30 seconds, Jeff, to name 14 Tom Hanks movies. I will yell out the numbers as you do it, which probably will sound terrible.
That'll be distracting.
And be distracting. But we gotta keep track. If Sam and Clark, let's all okay, I won't do it out loud. Let's all just do it mentally and we'll compare numbers after he's done.
Okay.
Your cue to begin, Jeff, is you've got mail. And your cue to stop is splash.
Oh, this no. Doesn't. What are you doing?
That's getting
are those off
answer.
The table now?
No, I'm doing the same thing I'm going to do every time I play this game. It's going to drive the contestants crazy.
Oh, okay, good. I just, as long as you knew that would drive us crazy.
You know what I mean? It's going to put some people into a league of their own. They're going to go
what
so insane.
What are you doing? What are you, what? That's mean.
What's happening?
That's mean.
What are you
you're
talking
teaming.
About?
You're
who's teaming. Talking I'm now? Talking. Who's talking right now? Turner or Hooch? You came right. Here today. You were volunteers to try this game.
Oh, please.
Doug, you're going to give me a terminal case of AIDS.
No.
Philadelphia AIDS.
I don't care where you're from. All right, here we go.
Come on.
Do no harm. ready, Jeff?
I guess.
Okay. 14 Tom Hanks movies. You
no,
got
15.
Mail.
Volunteers, Philadelphia, That Thing You Do, Forrest Gump, The Burbs, Splash, Money Pit, Bonfire of the Vanities, Apollo 13, Road to Perdition, The Terminal, Castaway, Extremely Loud, and Incredibly Close. Sully, Captain Phillips, A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Bachelor Party, Turner and Hooch, Dragnet, Cloud Atlas, shit.
Splash.
Splash.
You already said that.
You already said
that's
splash.
Time. 5, 10, 15, 20. I had 21.
Yeah, I had 21, so I would definitely take my original bid back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were right.
I was so on the money, yeah.
You
and
were.
You did, dude, I would have immediately started with Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4. Just like that. That would have taken 2.5 seconds to get.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Cars,
right.
Cars 2.
There's a little discrepancy here, though. I only counted 6 titles.
Because he said splash so early and that stopped the clock.
Oh no, is that what happened?
I stopped counting when he said splash. All right, so Jeff got 21, so now we have like, and he was obviously quite good at it, so we have an interesting set up now for future players to see if anyone, you know, when having this sprung on them can do more than 21. That was impressive, Jeff.
Wow. Well, Sam had so many questions, I was able to think of Tom Hanks movies for a while.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case as well. We took a long time between what the game was and when you had
and
to
I
start.
And I think that's what's going to happen every time when I'm explaining it to people is that some people are going to be stealthily thinking of titles.
Yeah.
And if they heard this episode, if anybody does the research before they come on the show, then they're really going to be golden. But even then, as Jeff and I learned in a recent game where we told each other what the topic was going to be, we still both didn't really study that hard because it ultimately doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's
we'll
true.
Be right. We'll be right back with the explosive finale, the Leonard Maltin game, after these messages, or one message, maybe no messages. I don't know the number of messages. Just tough it out.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, we're back. And better than ever, I think. Jeff won that game. Jeff took that down handily. He had to name 15 Tom Hankses, and he came up with 21. During the commercials, I listened to the tape, and all of those are indeed Tom Hanks movies. The first time around, for some reason, I thought at one point you said Fargo, but you definitely didn't. When we listened to the tape, that never comes up.
I might have said Fargo and Hutch. Fargo and Hooch, I mean. Damn it.
All right, everybody. It's time for some good old-fashioned Lenny Maltz. Don't tell him I said that. It's the Leonard Maltin game, early edition. By that, I mean there's a new version that you can buy now, but the old game that we play on this show lives on. Jeff and Sam rematch with a new spoiler, Clark Wolf. The spoiler last time was Aparna Nancherla. Did you feel like she affected the outcome of the game, gentlemen?
I did not.
I did not because she played a very honest game, as did Jeff, as did I.
That's what you're looking for, is some honest play.
You know, I like it. I'm a fan.
Well, I think Clark's a very honest player.
I agree.
I told her before the show, and I wasn't just saying this, you know, anybody can win this thing.
It's true.
Especially the smartest person.
I don't really trust Rufus, though.
It's a game of wits.
Yeah, Rufus is maybe whispering in my ear a little bit. But
right. Any dog that's dressed up like a person cannot be trusted.
It's true. Nope.
Oh, man, I hope a thunderstorm hits Atlanta while we're doing this, and then Rufus can't help you.
Oh, how mean. What do you say about Sam?
I'm the worst.
Have you tried explaining to Rufus that it's just God bowling? Maybe that'll take.
Is it a best of two?
I was. Damn it! That was mine. Yes. And then I was gonna say no because that would scare him because he knows a second round is coming.
It's just gonna end in a tie. There's for sure gonna be a third round.
Exactly. Oh no, Mom. Just put me in the bathroom. It's fine.
You know what though? I bet you like dogs probably aren't bothered by bowling on television. You know, because it doesn't have the same, the noise doesn't have the same texture as fireworks and gunshots. So I bet you could turn on loud bowling and the dog wouldn't notice the thunder so much.
You're probably right. He also would probably be so bored that he just passed out. I don't like watching people bowl. Sorry.
Oh, but there might be a back injury.
Right? Somebody might get their order wrong. Uh-huh. Have to send their drink back.
The grill is out of chicken fingers. Then
these are real athletes we're talking about.
Yeah. I know. Shame on me. They have a uniform and everything. Yeah. They have outfits.
All right, so we're going to play a Leonard Maltin game. Jeff gets to go first because of his spectacular Tom Hanks thing that he just
impressive.
Did. And thanks for that, Jeff.
thanks for the memories.
Mm-hmm. Odom Shanks.
And then it's going to go to Clark and then to Sam. Of course, we switch the order around. You all know how this works. You get to pick a category, Jeff.
Yeah.
Would you like top of the world? Or drunk, their story, or novel virus?
Oh. I don't have enough to go on. I'm going to take that middle one.
You're going to take which one?
The middle one, drunk, their story.
Drunk Therestory. This is movies with alcohol consumption.
Excellent.
Very specific. Thank you.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that at least you guys don't have to worry about it being a like a Disney animated movie.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Although I guess they drink wine probably in some of those things, like in Beauty and the Beast, when they're saying, be our guest, there's wine flowing, I bet.
Somebody gets drunk in Sleeping Beauty, the original Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. And doesn't Winnie the Pooh get like fucked up on meth or something one day?
Yep. That was in the gritty reboot directed by Christopher Nolan.
Right? Then he sees a bunch of heffalumps and woozles.
If he so chooses.
Yeah.
That's the rest of the song.
All right, Jeff, are you ready for your clues?
Yes.
The year is 2011. Leonard gives this movie 1.5 stars.
Uh-oh.
He says the movie forgets to include the most important ingredient, laughs. And he also says the movie is lame.
Wow.
And then he lists 13 names. How many names can you name it in, Jeff? Tate.
All right, I'm going to say 10.
Ooh. All right, Clark. The other Tater says 10. Can you go less?
I'll say 9.
All right. Now you know what's happening next. We're going over to Sam Levine.
Yeah.
Really make some bold moves in this game.
Right.
Heavy sigh and then -4.
We learned last time that Leonard Maltin sometimes doesn't like good movies.
That can happen. Sometimes good movies don't like Leonard.
So I'm sorry, Doug. I know Clark said 9. How many names total were there? 11 or 10?
13.
Oh, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I shaved 3 right off the top, Sam. That's how confident I was.
All right. Clark A. Wolfe, name that movie.
I knew he was going to do that. Ugh.
All right. So we got how many? 9?
9.
Mm-hmm.
9 names. Okay. All right. You like the clues again?
Cooking.
What?
I think I have deduced. I thought I deduced that this was a cooking movie.
I didn't think I said anything about cooking.
No, he left out the main ingredients.
Yeah.
He forgot the ingredient of laughter, so that's why he thought it was a cooking movie.
And there's drinking.
No, Leonard talks about ingredients without cooking even being part of the discussion.
Oh, well, then perhaps I did this wrong, but okay. Yeah.
Every movie is a cake to Leonard.
That's right.
Somebody needs to put some ingredients into this thing. And they forgot laughs. That's the main thing you have to keep in mind. Yes. 1.5 stars, 2011 is the year. And he also called it lame. And your 9 names are, and you know, you can say stop when you think you know it if you do know it.
All right.
Mike Tyson, Nick Cassavetes, Nirut Shirishanaya, apologies for butchering that, Sasha Baris, Jamie Chung, Mason Lee, Jeffrey Tambor, Paul Giamatti, and Ken Jeong.
Yeah, is this the Hangover part? Okay, let me think. 2?
That is correct.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Oh, that is fun. I wish somebody would do that on Jeopardy. Just like, just pause for a long time too.
Yeah.
I had to do the math. I had to do the math because I remember seeing the first one and I was like, wait, but I didn't see the second or third in theaters. Sorry. Franchise.
You didn't miss anything. They forgot laughs in the second
one.
They
sure did. Those
yeah, they were missing ingredients.
You know that cooking movie, The Hangover, that cooking franchise, The Hangover. Oh, boy. Okay. Yes. Well, that went better than I thought.
All right. So it's going to be start with Jeff and then head to Sam now. And Jeff gets to pick again. And you get these three categories, Jeff. Would you like Beantown Done That? Or Hi, Robot? Or The Counselor?
Well, that gives it away. That's not subtle at all. I would pick that one.
I think she's trying to trick you into picking it, Jeff, just to find out.
No, I'm Beantown all the way. Beantown done that.
All right, Beantown done that. 2013 is the year.
What's the category mean?
Oh, right.
Austin?
I mean, yeah, how hard is it to figure that out? It's movies that are in Boston.
All right.
2013 is the year. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie gritty and says it has a twisty story. And he lists 15 actors, actresses, performers, day players. Probably no day players.
15 names. It's a Boston movie from 2013. Oh, and it's like a twisty twist.
Jeff, if this game were just repeating back the clues, you would be winning.
Well, one of the games is. let's see. I will say, nope, hang on. I'll say 10.
All right, that is a pretty strong opening bid. 10 names out of 15. What do you think, Sam?
10 names out of 15. 15 names. You said it was Granny. I'll go 9 names.
What do you think of that, Clark?
2013. That was a good year. Good year for my favorite movies. 2 of my favorite movies came out that year. The Conjuring. And no, because neither of them involve Boston. And this is the end. That, Sam, you said 9?
Mm-hmm.
I will say... I'll say 8. I'll say 8. I can do it in 8.
All right.
Now, Jeff, this is an interesting turning point. I'm sure Sam would love for me to point this out to you. That if you challenge Clark and she gets it, she will win the game with 2 points. If you guess a lower number, and of course that brings Sam back into the action.
So if I got to bid 7
or lower.
That's okay. I'm just making sure I know where I'm at.
I'm pretty sure you're just outside of Cincinnati.
Eastern time.
You're definitely Eastern time. In the Eastern time zone.
All right. I'm going to say 7.
Ooh.
7. S-E-7-E-N.
That is how you spell 7.
Always. I get checks like come back all the time. The banks. Sam, what do you think?
Well, I'm racking my brain, and nothing is coming to it. So, Jeff Tate, you are the captain. Name that movie now.
Oh man!
All right, seven names, Jeff. Sam, don't make any noise when you figure it out.
I will make no noise.
Clark, make all the noise you want.
Thank you, Doug. I will.
The seven names are Ben Falcone,
Clark
Cordry, Caitlin Olson, Tony Hale, Tom Wilson, Michael McDonald. Jeff, tell us what this movie is. The other seventh name is Taron Killam.
Oh my God, you got that on one name, Clark?
Yes, I did. Ben Falcone, I know exactly what it is.
All right, it's The Heat.
Yes, it is. Yes. Good job.
That's why I said that, because I knew Sam would know as soon as he heard Ben Falcone.
That is correct. That is correct.
That's just such a giveaway name. That's not unlike Mike Tyson in the Hangover film.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so good job, Jeff.
Yes, good job, Jeff.
Man.
Look out now, because what happens now? Clark gets to pick.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Yes. Yeah, she gets to pick, and then it goes to
you.
Jeff or me?
Jeff got challenged by you. So, yeah.
Right.
Let's go Clark to Sam.
Yeah, with Clark to me. Yep, you're correct. Yeah. Yep.
And Clark gets to pick between the following three categories. Exit Through the Gift Shop. Oh, Novel Virus again. Or Super Zeros.
Okay. Let's go Super Zeros.
Okay, Super Zeros. Let's see what we have in store in the Super Zeros category. The year is 2010. Two stars from...
What's the category?
Leonard Maltin. I always forget that. Oh. Super Zeros is superhero movies Leonard didn't like. Doesn't narrow it down much. 2010, two stars. He says it starts out engaging, but... Alas, he doesn't say alas, I did. An orgy of excess. It leaves a bad taste. He doesn't like the way this movie tastes. And there are 12 names attached.
Oh, man.
What is your opening bid, Clark, knowing that Sam... It's just perched and ready and waiting to get on the board.
Yeah. My opening bid is... I'm sorry, and you said it's 12 names, Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Then
however many you want.
I would say I can do it in 9.
Respectable opening bid, Sam.
Doug, may I hear the clues one more time, please?
Mm-hmm. Starts out, excuse me, starts out engaging. But he also calls it an orgy of excess. Mm. 2 stars. The Maltin has spoken.
Thank you.
Rufus.
Rufus has entered the chat.
Man. And Clark, I'm sorry, what was your bid?
9 out of 12.
Out of 12. I will say 8 names.
Jeff.
All right, I'm going to say -1.
Whoa!
Clark, are you aware of negative names?
Yes, I was given a rundown. And now it gets into, because Jeff does have a point, so now it gets into, like, if I want to play shady. Right?
Well, I mean, right? No, either way, it's not shady to not want Jeff to win right now. Like, right. You know, but it looks like the best you could probably do is prolong the game if you don't think you know what this is.
I think I do know what it is.
Do you think you know the top two billed people, so you could say -2?
Oh, man. I think, man, if it's, gosh darn it. Okay, I'll say, because I think Bat Sam probably knows what it is. Oh, rats. Okay, yes, I'll say I can name it a -2.
All right.
Man.
I'm back over to you, Sam.
I don't know why you think I know what it is.
Yeah, he did bid. He bid like 8 names, which is, you know, Sam usually brings the bidding way down if he's zeroed in on it.
Well, my theory is that when Jeff posited that he knew exactly what it was, that might have given Sam ideas.
Oh, right. Mm. Yeah, that's true, because Jeff doesn't know much.
Jeff knows lots.
Clark, hey, you... yeah, no, this would be very silly for me too, because I legitimately have no idea. You know, comic book movies are not typically a strength of mine, so I couldn't even venture a guess, and obviously if I did, that would basically be giving it to Jeff. So nothing would... I have no strategic move other than hoping that you get some aspect of this wrong. Clark K. Wolfe, name that movie.
Okay, now, may I ask... Or do I have to go now, or can... Okay, I'll go now. I think it's...
Yeah, you just have to say the title of the movie, okay. The top billed person, and the second billed person, and, you know, all in that order. And I won't say if you're right or wrong about any of it until you're done with all of it.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. The Dark Knight Rises, Christian Bale, Tom Hardy.
I'm sorry, no.
Oh, no. 2012. That's what I thought when I said it. I do have a second guess.
I am curious about Jeff's, what Jeff's guess would be at this point.
I was going to say Iron Man 2, Robert Downey Jr.
If that's right, that was my first effing guess, and I'm going to be mad at myself if that's right.
Wow. Well, it's Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, and so you'd have to say Aaron Taylor Johnson and Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Wow, he's second billed, huh?
Yeah, somehow he squeaked in there above Nicolas Cage and then Mark Strong, and Chloe Grace Moretz was new enough that she'd be a little lower down the list.
Yeah. Wow, that is wild. 2011 for Kick-Ass. That it feels like, man, what is time? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you already added a year. It's 2010.
Oh, 2010. Man. Oops.
Wait till you see Tenet.
Oh, shit. All right, so that worked out great in terms of creating a 3-way tie.
And, oh, boy.
Sam challenged Clark, so Jeff gets to choose, and then it's going to Sam. So it's down to these two fellas.
Oh, boy.
Clark might get a shot in there. Jeff, are you ready to pick a category?
I am ready.
Okay. Your first option is, the category is 12 or more angry men. Hang on. That's not the last category. I hope not. I might have to go back to the earlier ones you guys cast aside.
Coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. 4-star general or Lando or C?
Okay, I'm going to take 4-star general.
All right, 4-star general. I like that choice. These are war movies. Leonard gave 4 stars. Ooh. Leonard gives this movie 4 stars. It's from 1939. And he lists 27 names.
Oh my God.
So there's definitely more than 12 men in this one as well.
27 names.
Yeah, 27 names. I really didn't look that hard at that. I should have, maybe. He calls this one of the greatest examples of storytelling on film. And then he says it was also followed over 5 decades later by a TV miniseries.
Really?
How many out of 27 would you like, Jeff?
I would like, let's see. Okay. I would like 1939, 4 stars, war movie. Okay, so there were a lot less wars to choose from in 1939. So I'm gonna go -1.
Sam?
Go big or go home. -4.
Oh boy. I believe you already are at home, but that was big.
I am home.
What do you think, Clark? Do you want to challenge him? If he fails, you win.
Does he have to name, he has to name the co-stars in order?
He has to name the top 4 billed people in order.
All right, go for it, Bat Sam.
Oh boy. All right, you know, rolling the dice on this one.
Yeah, I think.
What movie it is, Clark?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, but 5 would be just too hard to even manage.
Yeah, and I wouldn't know the order.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this is going to be a tricky one. You could see, like I said before, Clark, you could win just by being smart enough to know that you can't possibly answer this.
Boy.
You know, that's what I'm learning from the current administration is, like, it's almost, smartness is a lot about what you don't know. I mean, you know what I mean. All right.
Of course. I agree. That's how smart we are.
Go for it, Sam.
Okay. The film is Gone with the Wind. And the stars would be Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, and I'm still not even decided how I want to spit these next two out. Leslie Howard and Olivia de Havilland.
Let's check in with Jeff Tate. Do you think he's correct?
No, I don't even think. I think it's a different movie altogether.
Oh.
What'd you think it was? Wizard of Oz?
Yes, Wizard of Oz.
That's a great war movie. That is a great war movie. What do you think it is, Jeff?
I have no idea. I thought it was Gone with the Wind, but I don't think he's right.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I mean, how would I know? Yeah. I'm dumb.
Yes, Sam is right. He got it right. He nailed it. It's like his team won all over again.
Oh, my God. My mother's going to be so happy.
You did it. Amazing.
Jeff, my mother used to make me watch that movie all the time when it was on TV when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little sad that it's a movie, it exists. I've never seen it. People say it's great. It's 4 hours long. I'm not that into that. And then, just now I believe it, just has some stuff in there that's, I'd just rather not entertain at all,
Like the cursing, too much cursing?
There's way too much swear words. I think they say damn and hell.
He definitely says damn.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a hell.
That's right. He says, frankly, my dear, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Very famous.
Yeah. So anyway, but congratulations to Sam. You
did
it. Good
job, Sam.
It took an old racist chestnut to get you there, but you did it. And,
wow.
Are the fight scenes, are the battle scenes, like, are they good? Like, is it violent?
I mean, compared to what we see today, no.
No.
No, not at all.
All right. I guess maybe I should watch it out of curiosity, but maybe not.
It's on HBO Max with a disclaimer now.
Oh, that's okay. Right. What do they say? This is boring as shit.
It says
parts of it sure are.
Boring as shit and also pretty racist.
All right. Sam, do you got anything to plug?
Yes. Immortal, the VOD movie that I talked about last time I was here. It has dropped. It is on VOD. It is on Apple, Amazon, wherever you get your VOD movies. It's called Immortal. It's an anthology of short films all about immortality. And I am in one of them. I won't tell you which. You'll have to watch them all and find out. I'm in the last one.
Was that you auditioning to like be a new Alexa or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a plum gig that would be.
Oh, my God. I would love it if it was your voice telling me shit to do instead of her.
But I'm available. Who do we talk to about that?
Cool. It's a recording session. It takes forever because you have to say every word.
Every word, literally.
Every word in English.
Ever been said.
Free. Right. Let's do it.
Well, thank you, dude, for being here. And thank you for, being a good sport about winning.
I mean, I was just, Leslie Howard, you knew he'd be in there. He's Ashley, but I didn't know if he'd go above Olivia de Havilland or not.
I don't know. I heard she sued over that.
I believe she did. She's a very angry person.
I don't think she won a lawsuit against, they made one of those movies about her and Betty Davis. And she sued Fox, but I don't think she won anything. And then a few years later, she died.
No, she died this year.
This year.
Yeah, it was a few years after she lost that lawsuit.
Oh.
Blame Ryan Murphy.
She died because of the billing order of Gone with the Wind. I heard that was the official cause of death.
Yeah.
And she was over 100. She held on to that spite.
That spite keeps you alive, Doug.
Yeah. Okay, so... Clark Wolf, what have you got going on that you want people to check out? Your socials, Clark with an E, Wolf with an E.
You know it so well. I will have a new project coming out soon. So yes, follow me on Instagram and Twitter because the new thing is going to be cool. Very fun.
I love it. And Jeff Tate came back to try to, make up for that last loss against Sam. But if you're willing to keep trying, I'll do this again sometime.
Oh, I'm willing. I'm going to take Sam down.
I, you know, it feels like you're right there every time, but Sam just always pulls it out with some Leslie Howard bullshit.
Well, I'm going to hold on to that negative four and live forever.
That's what's keeping Jeff alive, is his white hot anger at that negative four, Gone with the Wind. I mean, it was as much a surprise to you as it was to me, Jeff, because I forgot that Gone with the Wind was in this book of Leonard Maltin reviews that had a very nice fan.
Oh, right, because when he did the books, I remember him saying to us, Doug, years ago that he had to create a whole new book of classic movies because the old movie guide, like, there was too many movies in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
White hot.
All right.
White hot anger. It's nothing.
Jeff, where are you and I going to be performing on Saturday, October 3rd?
RushTix.com.
That's right. We're doing, I'm going to headline an internet stand-up show with Jeff Tate and a couple of other guests. And it's at 4:20 on October 3rd. That's Pacific time. Think, what is it? $15, I think, gets you in. And, yeah, so come check us out. Sam Levine, one more question for you. Do you recall, do you say the last line in Wet Hot American Summer, the original movie, or is it somebody else speaks last?
I don't think that it's me.
Do you think you have an idea what the last line is?
I don't. It's been a minute since I've seen the movie.
Let's make one up. What would they say at the end of it?
See you next summer.
Oh, that's a really great way to end this one. And it's probably, you know what? If it's not the end line of Wet Hot American Summer, it's definitely the end line of some movie at some point in time.
Of course.
It's definitely some movie that ends with see you next summer, unless maybe they all just have somebody shouting back, you too, or whatever. we might be paraphrasing, as it turns out. But thank you once more to Clark Wolf, Jeff Tate, and Sam Levine. And as always, see you next summer!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.